Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Huddle with Israel Doctrine. I'm your host, Carl Albert, and you're now into the huddle. This one right here is open mic night. Phone numbers on it and everything. I'm trying to record it live on YouTube, but it seems to only get to the 99% mark, and it won't give me the green light to turn it on. You know, I have to do it about 50, so many times to initiate a live stream. Hopefully, you know, it's at 85 now, 90. Hopefully, it'll give me a live stream. If not, we live here on Blog Talk, and we can get it in. I know most people don't have the Blog Talk link, but it's most definitely we live on Blog Talk right now. I see a couple people in the chat. If you want to speak, hit 1. We'll open it up.
Hello?
Unknown caller, peace. Oh, this is Javen. What up, man?
Peace. I just want to clear up something real quick, because I'll talk to you another time. I'm really busy. I'm walking around. Listen, don't make it seem like I did some disloyal shit, like somebody shouted me out, gave me some shout-outs with Sarnetta, and then I'd say, yo, fuck you, AD. I'm ID. I'm rolling with Sarnetta now. He the bigger name. Cut it out. Don't do that.
Oh, what I said, is that what I said, or that's the way you took it?
No, that's what you said. You said, oh, next thing y'all know, he was cool with me, and then Garfield shouting him out on Sarnetta TV, and then he just turned into a bitch ass nigga. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Stop playing games. You know what you said.
I mean, shit, that's how I seen it. That's my opinion. My opinion is right in my eyes. It may be wrong in yours and others, but that's my opinion.
No, it is wrong. It is wrong.
Well,
you played yourself. I've been trying, like, stop playing games like you don't know. When I first talked to you ever, behind the scenes, I was trying to make peace in the community. I was trying to make peace between you, Michael Edwards, Basim, everybody. And you was the one who was like, nah, I don't want no peace. And behind the scenes, when you be doing
niggas. It was fuck them niggas. You can't come where it's enmity yet and try to bring people together. That if the shit is going to happen, then it's going to happen. If it ain't, it ain't. Just because you feel it should happen don't mean it was going to happen or even happen in the time frame in which you was trying to make it happen. So the thing is this. I mean, just like everybody, they claim that they don't want to see beef and drama and shit in the community. But, I mean, you can't stop what's unstoppable. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So, I mean, what you claiming that you got mad at me now, or I got mad at you for coming at me and trying to create a peaceful climate between me and some other bitch-ass niggas?
First of all, Michael was not a bitch-ass nigga. And second, like I was saying, I was talking to you, and you act like I wasn't always talking to you, trying to make peace behind the scenes, and you turned on me. You forgot that you went on your show and told everybody, like, oh, look at Haven. He's a bitch-ass nigga. Look at him. He hitting me up in the Facebook trying to bring peace and shit like that. Look at him. Look at him. He a scary-ass nigga. He a bitch-ass nigga. You act like you didn't do that to me. I didn't do that to you. You did that to me.
It is what it is. I just said it. I felt you was a bitch-ass nigga. Garfield called out your name. With him calling out your name, Sarnetta tried to make you popular and famous and shit and bring you over more. You know, and that's it. I mean, I don't give a fuck about you trying to make peace and stuff like I tell you, like I probably told you then, tell you now, or tell anybody. Like, you know, you're not the peacemaker. You can't bring peace. It's on me to bring peace or not. It's on me to be at peace or at ease with shit. Nobody else. So I never gave a fuck about anybody's opinion of what I do and how I do it. So,
all right.
I mean, if
all right,
you
that's
felt
cool. Well,
I mean, that's you.
Just know. All right. Well, I gotta go. But just know this: I will be hitting you up, and we can do that whenever. And I'm gonna smack you up. I don't know what the subject gonna be, but we gonna find something. I might even smack you up on this whole whatever the fuck. What you talking about classism? I might have to slap you up on that. Well, I'm out of here. You know, that no family peace.
All right. You know, it is what it is. My mindset ain't changed. So peace 862. How you doing? I hate we can't go live on YouTube, but I can download this and upload it. How you doing?
Peace, Carl. Hello.
Peace. How you doing?
Peace. All praise is due to the Most High. You know, I've been waiting patiently a long time to get a chance to holler at you.
May I ask who this is?
I don't really want to come out and say it because I'm really nervous. But,
yeah, well, I mean, you too. This is what I, you know, what I do. I go to back chat right quick. Hold up. We're going to go over here and people won't be able to hear it.
Okay, so it's just going to be me and you?
Hold up, sister. Hold up. Look. We over here. Don't nobody know who you are. You can talk.
Okay. Well,
just talk. Just talk.
All right. I feel like I've been keeping silent for a long time. Things that can be exposed that I'm going through. But I've been keeping silence due to the orders and commands of the Most High, okay? People think that this is a game. You know, you're the first person that I've reached out to because I've been observing you for the longest. I want to say thank you, first of all, because it's like you and very few of those that are in Israel are the ones that are really on the front lines, and I really have to say, you know, I'm really in high respect for you because I watch how you carry yourself and I watch how you deal with all these different adversities, and I really I like how you handle everything and everyone and all the adversities that come your way. I wasn't going to say nothing because I'm still at war, you know what I mean? I really can't get into detail, but it's like really some old Twilight Zone stuff, like X-Files stuff, like you really wouldn't believe the things that I'm going through. And I can't expose this to everybody. That's why I haven't said anything. That's why I haven't commented it. And then when I did make the little comments that I made, I didn't think that it was going to be such a big deal. I didn't think that everybody was going to, you know, respond the way that I did. And my whole purpose for saying what I was saying, because I was observing what was going on YouTube, and I seen the state of Israel, and it was like there was nothing going on. And I just had to make known that everything that's in that Bible is true. Every word in that Bible is true, truth. And I bear witness to a lot of things, you know. So I'm not really going to go into detail because it's like if I was to sit down one-on-one and tell you everything that's happening, you wouldn't really believe it because it's so crazy. I do want to say something about polite, though. I don't appreciate how the brother, you know, is sitting up here trying to make it seem like, you know, first he wants to make a video and say, oh, I'm Black Power and I'm this and I'm that. But then at the same time, he wants to build and then destroy. Like, it's either you're going to build for the community or you're destroying. You know what I mean? You want to look at my situation. You want to stomp on my head. You want to try to tear me down what I'm going through. Like, it's a game. This shit is not a game what I'm going through. This is life and death situations that I deal with every day. You know what I'm saying? The adversities are at my door. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to get into all it like that right now. I'm just saying, like, he's a clown. He's a clown. He want to sit up here in 1 minute and say, oh, I'm for Black Power this and I'm for Black Power that. But yet you want to take my situation so you can monetize it. You and Sonnet or whatever, all them other people over there, they want to monetize it and try to make merchandise of the Most High Word. You know, so come on. It's like you a clown. You're not doing nothing. And then if you wanted to do anything to help the situation, What's the solution that you have, brother? What's the solution that you have that you can help me out of my situation? You don't got no solution. You think that you're immortal. You're not immortal. When the Most High brings something upon you, it's not a game. And these people out here is running this situation like it's a game. So I just wanted to, you know, put it out there. I appreciate what you're doing, Carl. You know, I've been thinking about how to get in contact with you for a while because I've been watching you for a while, and you're really holding it down. You know, all I'm going to really say is to study to show yourself approved, study the word of the Most High, keep yourself involved every day if you can, study every day because that's our freedom right there. You know, that's the truth right there, and I know I'm sounding nervous and everything right now, but I wasn't even planning on speaking about it at this time because I'm still keeping silent, I'm still at war, you know what I mean, and, you know, the things I go through every day, it's serious. This stuff is serious. I will sit down and tell you what I'm going through every day. You won't believe it. But, you know, I can't really get into it right now because it's so hidden. You know what I mean? So that's all I have to say. You know, keep doing what you're doing. But the main thing I would have to say is to study the word of the Most High. Just keep studying the word. You know, it doesn't matter if you know Hebrew or not. I don't know how to speak Hebrew. But yet, and still, I'm still alive. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be dead right now. I'm supposed to be dead. But it's the Most High that has kept me and has protected me throughout the duration of all of this. And I've been going through this like almost going on 10 years now. So, you know, just to put it out there like that, and that's all that really I have to say right now. I mean, unless you wanted to, you know, build on it anymore, if you had anything that you wanted to add on to it.
I'm gonna put my number out there, and you can get in touch with me. It's 312.
Hold on. Let me get a pen. Hold on.
For y'all out there that's listening right now, it's 312-985-7856. Right? That's a number in which you can call, leave a message, just a Skype. And, you know, it's all good. Y'all can reach me on that number. But, man, YouTube playing with me. They won't let me get this live stream off.
Go ahead. You said 3 what?
312.
Hello? 312.
Can you get me?
Yeah.
985.
985?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
7856.
7856. Okay. And you can be reached at what time? Like, what's a good time to hit you up or whatever?
I'm gone. Just leave a message. That allow me to get your personal number, which I can see your number now. It ain't blocked. So.
Right. And so, you know, it's like, go ahead. What you were saying?
No, that allow us to speak. So I hit you, or you can hit me. But you know, we got each other info now.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to call often. It's like I said, I didn't even know I was going to call today. I did this one before. I did this before a couple of years back with Israelite Heritage, and I got the same response. You know, I tried to reach out to them. I did their blog talks. I was speaking to them for a little bit. But, you know, the sisters kind of like, you know, always was coming at me in adverse type spirit, and I'm just sitting there like, you know, okay, whatever, you know. But anyway, I reached out to Kashub the Danite, and this is when I first, you know, when I first saw him, you know, I was impressed by, you know, how his delivery was. So I made my little comment on MacBee's TV, right? So then from there, I started reaching out to him, and he led me, and that's why I wanted to say thank you, because at first I was down with Global Media. Because I would go over there, and I would listen to them and stuff like that, and I would go in the chat room, Peace Family, whatever, a couple of times. Then I started coming across your channel, and I'm like, who's this dude, you know, sitting on the couch, whatever. At first, I was just like, okay, whatever. But then I started to listen to what you were saying, how you was breaking down, you know, how Basim was, like, you know, really two-faced in there, and you really brought out to light his character, and that really made me think, and that's when I really stopped messing with them dudes and stopped, you know, I left them alone. In the meantime, I still was reaching out to Basim. I wasn't talking to him live. Like, I was, like, hitting him up on his page that he had, and I was just telling him a little bit that I was going through. I didn't get into detail, But then that's why I had to take my stuff off of the I had took my thing off of the internet because so many people started attacking me from the congregation that he was involved with. Shimra is for one of those people that he was connected with. So now I realized that he was non-messianic. So, you know, I started leaving him alone. You know, he's a good guy, whatever, but I really didn't get a chance to get one-on-one with him. But then I left, and I left the YouTube world alone. I took my thing down. They started talking about my little playlist, you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm done. I'm done. There's too many attacks. Like, that's not the purpose of me getting on there. The purpose of me is to let everybody know to study, to show yourself approved. That's the main thing right now. And everybody's coming at Israel right now because they're starting to see, you know, this is truth right here. And the only thing that Polite and them doing is they don't have no life into their platform. They don't have no life. So what they want to do, they want to sit back and watch, which is the same tactic that the enemies use. They sit back and watch and lurk and wait. And they wait to see how they can come in and sneak in and creep in, you know, so they could try to, you know, start something up so they can get merchandise off of the Word of the Most High. But, you know, you already know how that is. And I appreciate you putting down your channel today. I seen it, how you was talking about how they try to monetize, you know, the gatekeepers and the controlled opposition. And it's true, you know, who do they think they are to think that, you know, you could put a price tag on somebody, what they're going through in their life, but they want to have control over everything. Like, oh, you can't speak out, or you can't lead the people in this direction, or whatever. They have to try to have control over everything, and it's crazy. You know, I don't want to talk your ear off because I got a lot that I have to say, but you know, I don't even know where.
Yeah, well,
begin.
Like I said, you know, everything ain't for you know, this form anyway. So
that's true. That's true.
A lot of people ain't made their way over here, and it's just me and you. I might cut this off, and, you know, we could talk a little later. It is a video out there that
right.
I wanted to watch about some AI units and stuff. So I was in it before I got into Six Dynasty and all of that. But it's all I'm glad you reached out to me.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, if you want, I could call you later or whenever it's convenient for you. Like, I just really wanted to say that, really. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good. Just give me about an hour. Just give me about an hour. Like I said, I want to watch this movie, you know. So I ain't trying to put you off, but I ain't trying to put the movie off, too. I got 2 days that it's like therapy. But,
okay, I get it. It's cool. I'm
yeah.
just glad. It's an honor to speak to you. It really is. It's really an honor because I watch you every day. I get off work and I'm on your channel, bro. You're doing your thing right now.
Yeah, man. There's so many people that ain't got in contact with me lately. And like I said, when I put the call for help out there, people hit me up on PayPal. So I was like, damn, it's a handful of people. Though it ain't much that they sunk, you know, like. Somebody
yeah,
yeah. Talking about $1 million or nothing, but just the thought that somebody would, you know, share a couple of their little dollars with me, like I asked them, you know, if you can
exactly.
Put that six pack down and send me that fat money and do without your little six pack this week or without that carton of cigarettes or something, I appreciate it because I was so needed and you know, it was nice to see the people come through and like yeah, you know, we got love
yeah.
for you. Share a couple of pennies with you, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
I don't know if I want to go live on YouTube, though. I mean, I was thinking about making a channel and everything like that, but it's not time. It's not the most high time yet. And I got a lot to say, but I don't know if I want to. I don't want to do that yet. You know, I don't feel like it's time. I know it's not time yet because I'm still at war, but. You know, I do want to say things, but then I don't know. I really don't
well,
want to be on
front
street
we'll
like
talk
that.
About it. We'll talk about it. Like I said, most things you probably would like to get into it now, but we on this channel, so it's not conducive. So I'm gonna say peace, and I'm gonna get off this, and I'm gonna hit you up in an hour. You hit me up, and
okay.
Because I'm gonna watch this movie, but this movie I might mess around, and go to sleep on it.
Yeah, I know how you do. All right, so I'll hit you back up later then.
All right.
All right, peace.
Peace. right, peace, everybody. Tune into youtube.com/IsraelDoctrine. Type in Israel Doctrine, and you'll find Israel Doctrine Reloaded or Israel Doctrine, and tune in to any other videos. Share them, like them, you know, get to learn me. I used to be over here all the time putting in work, but I moved to YouTube. Now I'm trying to simultaneously bring them back together. So, you know, without further ado, I'm going to say peace.